وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the negative traits of human beings in the Quran, just so we can understand ourselves a little bit more. One of the negative traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran when it comes to the human beings is that we argue a lot. We are a very arguable lot. Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. The most argumentative creature on this earth is human beings. We argue about everything. Even when we know we're wrong, we still argue. So Allah says, human being, he creates this kind of argument. And arguments usually lead to fights and sometimes leads to wars and disputes. So not necessarily arguing is a healthy and good thing. So we need to be sure that when it comes to talking and discussing with people, it has to be done within reason. If we see that the other person is not trying to listen or reason, then obviously we should not push our luck. You know, there's a story of the lion and the tiger and the mule. The mule and the tiger, they got an argument. The mule said the grass is green. The mule said the grass is blue. The tiger said the grass is green. They got into argument. They wanted the lion to judge between them. And the mule said to the king, to the lion, he said, isn't the grass blue? And he said, it is what you think it is. He said, yeah, I think it's blue. He's like, yeah, okay, then it's blue. Then the mule got really happy and started jumping around and says, yeah, see, I told you. And then the king, the lion, said to the tiger, I punish you for 3 days of silence. And he said to the lion, but you know that grass is green, right? He said, yeah, I know the grass is green. And you know that grass is green too. But you having to argue with a mule, with a donkey about it, is not the right thing. Why would you argue about something that you are certain of? Therefore, you have to be punished. The idea is that sometimes we argue with anyone about anything, and this is not very healthy. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are two types of people that you have to argue with, smart ones and arrogant and ignorant ones. And the ignorant, Allah says, إِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant talk to them, they say peace. Meaning, I'm not going to waste my time arguing with you because there's nothing that will come out of it. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, even he himself said, he said, every time I get into an argument with a fool, he wins. Because there's no reasoning with a fool. So Imam Ali gives up and just doesn't argue, just walks away. When he says, when I argue with a smart person, however, I win. So there's two type of people there we can be. We can either be the argumentative type of people that we argue about everything and we argue a lot, or sometimes they can be the wise ones. If you see that the argument is not going anywhere, that the other person is not listening, nothing is happening, then just leave it. Don't argue about it. Don't be among those whom Allah calls أَكْثَرُ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا, the most of argumentative people. Because sometimes you see people arguing for hours and hours. Sometimes They argued the whole night until dawn, until morning, until sunrise. They argued about things that don't even make a difference to mankind or doesn't even make a difference to them. But yet, they still argue so much. So Allah says one of the bad traits and characteristics of a human being is that he argues a lot, which is a negative aspect, and it could be changed with a positive one, which is silence. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We are looking at traits or negative traits in a human being just so we can understand ourselves a little bit more better. One of the negative traits of a human being is jealousy. We are jealous kind of creatures. Obviously, it's a choice, not forcefully. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Min sharri hasidin idha hasad." And from the jealousy of people when they become jealous. Now, jealousy in definition is wanting something that you don't have, and at the same time wishing that something that someone else have go away. To put this in example, you see one of your friends or one a human being has a nice car. He's driving a Ferrari and you're driving, I don't know, a Kia or something small, and you say, well, I wish I had a Ferrari, and I wish this guy crashes his and loses his. This is jealousy. Now, wanting to have something that someone else has have is, you know, we call it ghabta in Arabic. There's nothing wrong with it. I wish I could be rich just like anyone else. But at the same time, I don't wish harm to come to these people who are already rich. I just want to be rich like them. I want to have a Ferrari like this guy having a Ferrari, and I wish, and I hope he enjoys his, and I get one to enjoy myself. This is the right method. Jealousy, however, is a disease, is a negative trait in a human being. And sometimes also crimes happens out of jealousy, where you see people killing people over jealousy because they have something they don't have, so they end up killing them. Sometimes thieves and stealing is also a result of jealousy. You see something nice at someone else's house and you don't have it. So what you do is you become envious of them, you become jealous of them, and you steal what they had. So jealousy could lead into a number of sins that me and you, we have to be aware of. So it is a negative trait in this regard. So Allah says, don't argue and don't be stingy. And sometimes we become jealous of things that even beyond our comprehension. And Allah says in the Quran, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that you want to become jealous and wish that people lose what they have over the things that Allah has given them? Because this is what jealousy is basically, is that I become jealous of things that Allah has bestowed upon my brothers and sisters. And I say, you know what? Nah, I want them to lose everything. And I'm not happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did he give it to them and not me? So I want it gone. Now, I mean, it has been narrated in our narration that hasad itself is a state of kufr, a person committing disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of that. So it's a negative trait that as human beings, we need to monitor and make sure that we don't have. Because if we do, then we are definitely infringing and taking the rights of other human beings. So we need to stay on the safe side instead of jealousy, we can have envy. And envy is just basically, I wish that everyone remains having whatever they have, and I just want to have the same, as we call in Arabic, ghibta. We leave it here, and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله